thanks for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice, talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes, don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy, make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it, I wanna see it. See how rewind, when we rewind.
What is up, guys? Listen, Carlos King, he is delusional, if nothing else. He was on The Breakfast Club recently, and he just can't keep the Real Housewives out of his mouth. I'm sure that there's really nothing Andy Cohen and Bravo TV and NBC Universal, whatever, can really do about that, because I guess they did not think that after my personal opinion is after he was fired from there, they probably didn't have him sign anything that said that he was not welcome to work with, speak to, do his own thing, and possibly work with any of the people who have been on the Bravo TV network, on The Real Housewives, ever. And maybe he had signed something, but the time period has already lapsed, because it's been multiple years since he had been a part of that franchise. So anyway, he was on The Breakfast Club recently, and the subject of Portia comes up. And I just feel that he just blows smoke up most of these women's a-holes, because in some way, shape, or form, he's hopeful that he will get the opportunity to work with them. And we all know that he's doing all of these interviews over on his podcast, and Portia is one of the ones that he's probably dying, craving to have on his podcast. And he's having nostalgia and flashbacks of when she drug Kenya by her ponytail down to the ground, and he picked her up and whisked her off the stage as if she was some damsel in distress. So he's hoping that this flattery will get her ear and possibly get her to come on over to the podcast so that he can get that interview. But Carlos King is not People Magazine. And Portia, she's all about the money. So, and we know he's not paying anybody to do these interviews with them. So she ain't coming over there. And hey, if it happens, then you can come back and tell me I was wrong. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into what he had to say about her being the Black Kim Kardashian, which basically means that, you know, she is a whore without talent that got opportunities that she really didn't deserve. And off of those, she was able to excel and become a name and get some brands and some deals and some products to sell to people. Because unfortunately, we live in a world and in a society where people fangirl people, they stan people and all of these different things. And it's like, please get something to sell to me so that I can spend my money on you to show you my affection. The worship of people in this world is just something that I will never understand, but it goes back to the Bible days. So there's really nothing we can do about that. But let's go ahead and get into what he had to say about Portia. All right, guys. So this is under the fair use. I'm not going to let the whole clip play out. We already know how the Breakfast Club is. So let's just go ahead and get into this and see what he had to say.
It's an unfortunate fact that when it comes to Black women in any industry, Black women lead the charge. They're the curators, you know, they're the tastemakers. But unfortunately, advertisers feel like if they're not white, would the consumer buy into that? And I think they will. And that's why when you look at Portia Williams,
capital P,
the cover of People Magazine,
big deal.
Bernadine Peters.
Right. It was bold. It was not flattering. It doesn't equal anything We already talked about that before, so I'm not going to go back down that rabbit hole. But this is how delusional he is. He actually thought that that was a flex. People were clowning that, unless they were her fans and her stans. To compare herself, even though, first of all, Bernadine is a fictional character. Portia is fiction as well. She's just fiction in real form. But the fictional character was married to a man who was cheating on her for a while with his secretary after she had helped to build him up, helped to build up his practice, had children with him, staying at home, taking care of the children, also taking care of things in the business to help him to build and grow. Meanwhile, Portia, she swooped in on someone else's husband. Even if he was in an unhappy marriage at the time, he was still someone else's husband. Okay. And she's constantly looking for a come up. She is no Bernadine.
Right.
Angela Bassett.
Yes.
You know, like you look at Portia and listen, I'm going to say this because I believe in it. I think Portia Williams is currently the Black Kim Kardashian of our time.
First of all, can we stop? We already know how, you know, the majority society has leveled up Kim Kardashian to a level that I don't ever believe she ever deserved. But it is what it is, right? And her entire family. But the Black Kim Kardashian of our time, nobody should want to be, unless you're just talking about the money, but we know that he's not. No one should be saying, oh, this person should be the Black Kim Kardashian. When Karen Huger was calling her husband Ray the Black Bill Gates, people were clowning that, but that actually was more respectable, a whole lot more respectable to say, I am trying to compare myself to someone who is of high esteem and success that hasn't been out here whoring to get to the place that they are. And although we know women are deemed differently than men, just because you have a hole in between your legs and between your butt cheeks doesn't mean that you have to use those to level up to a place of success in order to get somewhere. And hey, if it means that in order to get to that level of success, you have to do that, then maybe that's not a level of success that you should want to aspire to. I'm just saying.
And I think we need to look at her as somebody who is going to make so many strides in this business. And I believe strongly her People magazine cover illustrated that fact. And when I saw that, I was like, where's her deals now?
She has Portia.
I'm like, that to me,
naked hair.
That to me really showcased like this woman is about to set things on fire like she did that car.
I don't agree. And I'm going to tell you, I don't have her books. I don't know her accountant. I don't know what her bank accounts are looking like. But let's be clear. I don't believe, in my personal opinion, I don't believe that Portia's businesses are as successful as she might try to, you know, portray them to be. I just believe it has been off of the come up of being in the relationship spaces that she has been, whether they have been publicized or not. We know Tasha K revealed recently that she was dating the president of Nigeria. Now, that hasn't been confirmed, and I don't know if it's true. I do believe that it's not just some made-up rumor that has been put out there to, you know, to fan the flames of social media. I actually believe it. And even if it's not the president that she's dating of Nigeria, it's possibly somebody that's close to him. I believe that. And we also remember season 7 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, when Claudia Jordan called her out and said, I know for a fact that the man that you're dating that bought you the Rolls Royce is a married African dude. If she's so successful in her businesses, then why does she have to use what's in between her legs and between her butt cheeks to get men to spend money on her? And I'm not saying that just because you are a successful woman, you should not be able to be in a relationship where a man is also helping to take care of you as well. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that you should just be a strong, independent Black woman and you shouldn't have a man that loves you and takes care of you, but it should be along with the love and the respect, not just because of the money that they can spend. I don't believe that she's as successful as people are trying to portray her to be, but that's my personal opinion. Somebody said, if I had to name a Black Kim Kardashian, I would never think of Portia. Someone else said, hard pass. Portia's not even NeNe Leakes for our generation. And somebody else said, I'm still trying to understand how Kim is the standard when she's the one cosplaying. What line did Carlos Stewart before he sat down for this interview? You can't be serious. Let me go ahead and like that. Portia can't even compare to Candy. And you want me to believe she compares to the Kim Kardashian? Boy, bye. Go craft some drama somewhere else. And I approve that comment. Listen, guys, he is just so full of it. I don't even want to play any more of that. But you guys let me know what you think about what he had to say, because I feel that it's hilarious. But I also believe that he did it to flatter Portia because he wants that interview. And speaking of interview, okay, Kenya, she's done another video and she's... She's going in on Cynthia Bailey. And I can't even say that I'm shocked. And it's sad, especially when she was portraying herself to be Cynthia's best friend or Cynthia's my best friend. And I often question those labels of best friend, especially when this is someone that you have not known for a very, very, very long time. And the space that they met was on a reality show where they didn't have the best start out with each other anyway. But it's just sad to see because Cynthia is so drama-free. And I believe that Cynthia had Kenya's best interest at heart when she confronted her at her grand reopening or whatever the title was for the event that she had, where she decided to pull out poster boards of Brit, or allegedly Brit, sucking on somebody's schlong. So now she's talking about Cynthia. And I question if people are even asking her these questions and this is just what's on her mind and she's deciding to talk about it. So let's just go ahead and get into what she was sharing with her viewing audience.
Let's take a moment to reflect on the husbands who stirred the pot, stirred the drama, and occasionally stirred our patience, okay? Peter Thomas, the OG man with the mic. Now, Peter, let's keep it real. Peter was always far more interesting than Cynthia. We get it. We get it.
My God.
I mean, y'all, is that not the truth? Y'all know that is the truth. Cynthia's not the one that is pulling focus. Peter's pulling focus. That is just the truth. That's my opinion. Okay, you don't have to agree with it. I'm not being a hater. That's what I feel. Peter was always very interested. You wanted to know what Peter was going to say, when he was going to say it, because he had no filter. And their dynamic was very interesting because he clearly was an alpha male with a big opinion and love the spotlight, okay? So we have Peter Thomas taking first place. Let's take a moment.
All right. While what she's saying could actually be the truth, it doesn't mean that it had to be said, especially by her. To throw in there, well, we already know he was far more interesting than Cynthia ever was. That it's giving that time when NeNe was on Watch What Happens Live and she was like, well, yeah, you know, I feel like Cynthia can go because it's not like she's bringing anything to the show anyway. And all of the crap that Kenya said about NeNe, and now you're pretty much doing similar to what NeNe did. And that's just not cool. Kenya is a beautiful woman. You cannot take that away from her. But she gives me that she gets her hair colored every month or maybe every 3 weeks, because there's just no way that this woman, who is, I don't believe she is, in a relationship with a man and all of the stress that she has gone through, there's just no way that she doesn't have any at least stress grades. I'm not saying she has to have age grades, because there's a difference. There's stress grades and there are age grades. I have some stress grades because life has just been lifing for me over the past several years. It is what it is. Even though people say I don't look my age, and I don't, I tell people all the time, my hair didn't get that memo. So, but I don't have a lot of them, so I don't really get my hair colored. Kenya gives me, she gets her hair colored every 3 to 4 weeks to cover those stress grades, because there's just no way that this woman could be so, in my personal opinion, I don't want to say diabolical, but she definitely isn't just taking responsibility for what she did. And you don't have to throw shade and just be nasty like that to people because they had the gall, the nerve to confront you to say, and she was rooting for you. Cynthia was rooting for her to say, you're better than this. This is not something that you should have done. I don't agree with it. Like, and she was right. She was right. I just can't. To be a woman of a certain age like that and you still can't hold yourself accountable, you're just going to go to the grave like that and probably go to the grave single, because there are not many men that are going to put up with that. I'm not saying that you need to conform or change yourself just for the sake of being in a relationship, but when she was with her husband, she struck me as, unless she was just a good actress, as actually wanting to be in a relationship. And she's just got too much freaking drama. It's sad. It's sad. Let's see what some people had to say. Okay, Ken, this is getting desperate. That woman was a good friend to you when no one else messed with you. And I agree. She is not that woman friend at all. Never have been. She only befriended her to get to Nene. Ladies and gentlemen, the real Kenya Moore. I said it then and I will say it now. This woman was never a good friend to Cynthia. She only became a friend to drive a wedge between Nene and Cynthia. She needs to put her resume out there and focus on finding a job. Damn. And it's sad to say, because it's really starting to appear that way. And we think back many seasons when Marlo and Nene were good, and then Marlo started befriending Kenya. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. It you know, in the midst of it and in the beginning, I didn't see that it was an issue. But now it's looking like, yeah, Kenya, you only really befriended Marlo to get on Nene's nerves, because you know how Nene is. Nene is possessive and feels like, well, if I rock with you and I don't rock with somebody else, then you shouldn't be rocking with that person. And I don't agree with that type of thought either, because we're all adults. We all should be able, it's like, just because you have a problem with that person doesn't mean that I should have a problem with them, unless I have a problem with them. But there are some people who feel like, well, if I have a problem with this person, you should have a problem with them too. And that's just not right. It doesn't mean that you have to be besties or buddies with the person, or especially not throwing it in the other person's face to really make them feel some type of way. But yeah, it is starting to look like Kenya just was really only doing that to get to Nene, and that's sad. But to do this like this, it's just not a good look. And it's really, really, really starting to look like she ain't never coming back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Especially since Phaedra has announced that she will be back for season 17. I don't see Phaedra and Kenya working together. Even though at some, you know, time before, they had seemed to have squashed stuff since Phaedra and Apollo have been divorced for years. And that was like the main issue that they were having. But yeah, this just isn't a good look at all. Kenya is a beautiful woman, but she just has a dark inside. And it's really sad, because I really feel like not having her mom in her life effed her up. And she just doesn't know how to be a girl's girl. And I'm not saying you have to be a girl's girl, you know, if you haven't had that type of relationship. But because she craved that and she wanted that, and her mom like really rejected her, and she knows it, and she knows her mom's family, and her mom has just completely disowned her and has not wanted to have anything to do with her. I just really believe that has effed her up. And I would hope a woman of her caliber had gotten some sort of help or therapy, but she just doesn't even strike me as a type that has even sought that. Just seeking it in other areas by way of wanting to have a baby, which she did have, wanting to have a marriage, which she had for a shorter period of time than she was going through the divorce. But yet and still, I just don't see her ever really getting what she wants until she addresses that darkness that's in her. And that's really sad, because Cynthia doesn't deserve that. Cynthia, I like Cynthia. Like that final episode and some of the things that she was saying in the confessional, I was literally laughing. It was funny. I think Cynthia has like that corny humor that just makes you laugh. I like Cynthia. that it's hard to hate her. I just don't like it. It's not cool. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to talk about those few things. Let me know what you think about the delusion of Carlos King saying that Portia, she deserves to be on the level of Kim Kardashian. And also, what do you think about Kenya just trashing Cynthia and pretty much saying, yeah, Peter made Cynthia great on Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was really irrelevant. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, guys.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.